This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms. And we are calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray. An ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only Holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are our advocate and the bountiful blesser, the creator, and the delight of our lives. You are everlasting to everlasting, and our Father. You're gracious, and the hope of education, the intelligent designer, and the image of the invisible God. You are Jesus, the only name by which we can be saved, the King of kings, the light unto my path, and the lamp unto my feet. O Lord, you are the maker of heaven and earth, the name above all names, the only wise God, the perfect Savior, and Lord, you are the quieter of our souls, the resurrection and the life, the Savior of the world, and the teacher of teachers. Your ways are unfathomable, and yet you want us to know your ways, Lord. Help us. You are the victory in the blood of Jesus, our wonderful counselor, and you, Lord, are exquisite. Your name is Yahweh and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. We praise you, Lord, for you are everything to us. You are our help and provider and protector, and you give us the desire to know you more. More, Lord, we want more of you and less of us. Show us how. Thank you, Lord, for this school day. Thank you, Lord, for the children. Thank you for all the paraprofessionals. Thank you for all the teachers and administrators and all those who are helping hands today in our schools. Bless the work of their hands, that you may receive all the glory. We love you, and we pray in the glorious name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are going through the Songs of Ascent right now, and these special psalms from Psalm 120 to 134 are the pilgrim songs that the Israelites sang as they came up to Jerusalem for the appointed times of the Lord, three times a year. Today, we are going to hear Psalm 121, which is a joyful praise to God song, read by Pastor Danny Rivera. He is a retired school resource officer and husband of Terry Rivera, longtime educator in our district, Osceola County, Florida. The Word of God, Psalm 121.
God bless you. I'm reading Psalm 121 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. I lift up my eyes towards the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from more harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for the reading of His Word, and thank you, Pastor Danny, for reading Psalm 121 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 121. Dear Lord, our protector, You are the maker of heaven and earth. We lift our eyes towards you when we are in trouble. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from you, Lord, the protector of Israel. You neither slumber nor sleep. You watch over us as no one else can. You do not let our foot slip. We are in awe of your protection. Lord, be our shelter right by our side at school today. Protect the children from harm and keep our school communities sheltered right by your side. Let the prayers of your people in schools across the nation be a call for your help when trouble comes. Help us to be protectors of the students watching for harm that comes physically or spiritually. Give us the discernment to hear and feel your promptings to go your way. Teach us, O Lord, for you are the maker of heaven and earth, our God. Let your good spirit lead us on level ground. We pray in the protective name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God each day and in prayer. I'm going to read our daily devotional from Christian Educators now. These are available for you at christianeducators.org. You can also have them emailed to yourself if you'd like to share them with others, and we encourage you to do so. This devotional is written by Shirley Wilson. Shirley is a retired educator, a music teacher, and she's also a former board member of Christian Educators. Shirley has written many wonderful devotionals for us over the years, and I look forward to sharing this one with you. She calls it Signs of Growth. The scripture that Shirley chose is Colossians 1 verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every work and increasing in the knowledge of God. See, Miss Wilson, my first graders always love to show off the empty space in their mouths created by their newest tooth loss. The school nurse, barraged by so many of these youngsters and knowing their pride in the process, would supply them with little tooth necklaces in which they could carry their latest loss. I can only guess that this experience represented their pride in growing up. Once we reach adulthood, there are fewer and fewer indications of growth left for us, at least indications of what we're proud. However, the Bible makes it clear that God watches for signs of growth in our Christian lives. He wants us to have spiritual wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Him. He wants to see these character traits through our daily actions. It is important to take a step back and look at our progress at times. Some Christians do this by journaling their walk with God, others with a friend in an accountability relationship. Others take advantage of Christian conferences to get a spiritual shot in the arm. Today, let's ask ourselves, do I see growth in my spiritual life? If so, what are the signs? In what ways can I continue to grow closer to God every day? Dear Lord, we take a moment to commit our lives to grow in our relationship with you. We ask you to guide us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today called Signs of Growth, written by Shirley Wilson. And now, friends, we're going to pray again today at 1:16 p.m. And we're going to be praying for all the educators that have a child or children who are sick at home. That is one of the hardest things, the hardest decisions to make as a mom or dad who care for your own sick children. And so, whether you are home with your child or you had to come to school, let us pray for those that are in that dilemma. I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And now it is my holy honor and privilege to bless you with Psalm 23. I will be reading it to you today in the New King James Version, the NKJV. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.